Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Over the period, we had so many meetings. So you can imagine, you win a football game, you have 3 days later the next game, you have a short talk, bam, bam, bam. That was good. That's what we have to keep going, and then carry on, prepare the next game. When it's not going well, you cannot just go over it like this. So that's what I mean with meetings. We have so many meetings, and it's not about talking anymore. It's about delivering. It's about doing. That's what is the message actually. We spoke over that season so far, we spoke about pretty much everything 100% at one specific point, just because it's on the table, it's clear, you have to kind of close your eyes and hope it will get better. But it's about us to deliver and not about, now, yes, of course, in moments you have to talk, but this, I don't think there's anybody there really who can explain the drop between the two halves. So we have no one. What happened is concede a goal and be reacted again in a very bad way and concede the next one, and then it's poosh, the whole game is gone. So these kind of things are not, but you cannot. Talking is, so this meeting would have been then rather about what happened and not so much what has to happen. And obviously we are now already preparing Chelsea, and there's much more important what do we have to do, and we need to have these talks as well. And yeah, that's what will happen today, talking about Chelsea, because on the training pitch we cannot do an awful lot, and normal situation.
Dave?
Not comparing the two seasons, but in your final season at Dortmund, the situation was similar in that the team experienced a lot of bad luck, and then the results were affected, and it took a long time to get out of it, but you did, and you did, you lifted. And I just wonder whether there's what you did then, because you went on.
I stepped back, and then we turned it. No, actually not. We turned it while around I was stepping back. When I announced, when I announced that I will leave at the end of the season, then we played a good part in that season. Yeah, that's true. No, it's not my plan.
What was it that did lift him? Because it was quite a big turnaround in that season, in the confidence of the side.
Yeah, but the difference that time was that when players, so we had the winter break, so we had actually a really good second part of the season, full second part of the season. So not only then, but I don't know exactly, it was in March or April when I said that I want to leave after the season. The whole second part of that season was good. It was nearly normal, I would say, from where we were coming from. So players came back from injury and we started playing our football again. The players came back here. So far it didn't work out. So that's the main difference. That's the main difference. We tried a lot, and in moments it worked out very well, and in other moments not. So this inconsistency is the most annoying part of it, to be honest. But still, we have to keep doing and keep trying.
Dom and Paul.
I was watching the highlights back.
And your name.
I was watching the watching half the highlights back of the game on Saturday, and one of the basic things is there was no tackle for the third goal. Do you have to remind them that?
Yeah. So, but unfortunately, because you asked the question, now I can already imagine the article you write, but I will not read it anyway. So that's fine. Look, yes, it's right. Football is based on basics, definitely. And yes, I was not happy with it, but I said it directly after the game. I think there was an open ball in midfield before the first goal. Pass to the outside, too deep, no challenge. Going inside, passing to the other side, square ball, goal. This was their second goal, the first goal in the second half. And the third goal is 4-5 versus 1. And then the pass arrives still in the box. Yeah, that's not possible. But we are not the first team that happened to. And yes, we have to make sure that we have a completely different approach of challenges again. So 100% true.
Paul, last one.
That was something you first mentioned after the cup tie at home 2-2. You said about the lack of tackles then. So why is it? Why are the players still not doing that?
So they're different things. It's like in the second half at City, we were much too open. But we face a team they even when you're really compact, they still find a way to play through the lines. Gundogan, De Bruyne, wherever they are, Rodri finds a way to centre halves. Last in that game now with Stones, really calm on the ball, just waiting until it opens up and push it through. So that's already difficult when you are compact. When you're not compact, it's like for them, it's like a birthday party. So, poof, poof, put it through. That means that the actual challenge is impossible because we are too far away. So, and that's in that game and in that specific game now. Where other games, it's very often the same reason. If we are not compact enough, and I know it was for a long time we had here the conversation about high line when people exposed us with passing behind, but without a high line in these moments, there's no. So we could say we wait completely, we sit back completely, but that's not us at all. But if you are in that, you need a high last line to be compact. In a moment, the line is high, the midfield is, let's step up, and then of course front three or two or whatever you have there, they have to be around that as well, so that everybody's close enough to react on a pass and have then the challenge really. So and in. And that's how we said basics. So that's not rocket science. It didn't turn into rocket science overnight. It's still possible, and that's what we have to demand, and that's what we have to show, and that's what we have to do.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.